Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Roadshow number one. We are in Springfield at Max's Swing Lounge, and Jackson has some tickets for Sunday and the sold-out AC/DC show, and I'm sure that back in Brighton, he is grabbing caller number nine right now. Maybe, oh, I don't want to say, I don't want to jinx it, but these bands, these legendary rock bands get older and older and older, and you only have so many chances to see them. So,
right.
Sold-out show Sunday night at Gillette. And I, why does nobody says anything?
Is that how we're going to market next year's road show for you?
Well, oh. Yes.
Could be the
but,
last.
You know, I saw like there was some party or something and Mick Jagger was at it last night with his fiance. Mick Jagger is 82.
That's great.
His fiance is 37.
Wow.
It's Mick Jagger.
Is it also his publicist?
Yeah.
But nobody, they don't go at Mick Jagger the way they go at Bill Belichick.
It's Mick Jagger. Yeah. He's a rock star.
So yeah. That's
like,
okay.
Yes, of
okay.
course.
Greg,
I'd be weirded. It would be weirder if Mick Jagger was dating an age-appropriate woman.
Plus, Mick Jagger's not a coach.
Right.
You know, oh. You don't want to see Mick Jagger with like a 75-year-old.
No. He's a rock star. Like that's
former,
the lifestyle.
Former rock
legend
or something like that.
I saw Rolling Stones at Wembley. When I lived in England.
You did? Really?
I did.
Nice.
Also, nope, the Belichick, this is what people are conflating. Belichick and the young girl was a story, and then it went away. Because that happens all the time.
It never went away for me, but.
Right. But, right, you've been following it. You've been our reporter on the field.
Yeah.
But the other, the new iteration of the CBS This Morning interview, this would be like Mick Jagger got on stage and the 37-year-old was like, no, play Start Me Up.
Like, right, she's like directing everything.
Right, exactly.
Well, wait till you hear my lead. We'll get to that. We'll get to the rest of the leads in a minute. Then they said it coming up. At 7. But we have leads left this morning. Courtney, hello and good morning.
Hello, good morning, everybody.
Hugs galore last night?
Hugs galore, and everybody very respectful. Nobody cracking my back, nobody touching inappropriately.
Right.
It was a top-notch group last night.
Good. This is your season.
It is.
Roadshow season is your season.
Yeah, I love roadshow season.
You live for it.
Yeah, well, it's fun. It's nice to meet everybody. Shime. Hate to do this to you. Wrong side of history, bud. Tyrese Halliburton's dad will not be in attendance to any home or away games for the Pacers, not only just against the Cavs, but in the foreseeable future. Ooh. That is according to Shams Charania, who, like Curtis said at the beginning of the show, is probably one of the most connected journalists, not only in basketball, but in all of pro sports. He talked to a team source who they're finally putting their foot down and saying, this is not only a bad look for your son, but a bad look for the team. And this comes after, of course, he got into the face of Giannis in their series against the Bucks, and then it came out that Stephen A. Smith said that he heard from NBA sources that this isn't the first time that they've had issues with Halliburton, John, and that he, like, the league has gotten so many complaints about that dad in the stands, on the court, from coaches, other players, fans. So this is just was ready to boil over, and this was the final nail in his coffin.
Yeah.
I think that this was the right decision for the Pacers. Not only does his son's head need to be in the game and not worried about what his dad is doing against the opposing team or in the stands, but also for the team as a whole. Like, you're trying to make a run for a championship. You don't need a dad like that overshadowing it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a grown man, and the dad is a grown, much
more grown man.
Yeah.
And, like, stay out of it.
Yeah. And he can't control himself.
Yeah, don't go on the court.
No. It is a lame look. It's a bad look for your son. So I think that this was the right call. But to not only just say against the Cavs, but foreseeable future, good luck, buddy.
No disguises either.
Yeah. Hope that you have a big TV, bigger than Greg's.
So does that mean that when the UMass DC Jared Kite gets here at 8:45, you're not going to say anything?
No. I mean, what am I going to say?
Okay, all right. Wait,
I'm not going to run on the field after the game, midfield, and be in the opposing coach's face like, yeah.
You actually don't strike me as even a dad that, like, yells from the stands.
No. I go there. I watch the game. I enjoy it. I do my talking after the game.
I think Talina's probably louder than you are.
Yeah, she's definitely louder.
Yeah.
Moms are always louder. You know what I mean?
You're probably an in-the-car yeller.
No, I don't really yell.
On the way home after a game.
I'm more of a, like, all right, we got to go home and we got to break down the film, guys.
No. On the way home, he goes, Johnny Bott, I need your help.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, FaceTime me. Let's break down the film. What were you thinking on this play here?
No, that's the absolute right call when it comes to the Pacers and the NBA. Absolute right call.
Shime?
I may have been wrong, but, you know, talk your smack.
Okay. That's it.
All right.
Thank you, Courtney Wiggy. Hello.
All right. Good morning. I'm going to stay in the NBA, and I know we're going to do a little bit, and they said it about what Shyam Sharani has said about the Boston Celtics. Does this potentially now bring back up, obviously, the importance of winning one this year to have two championships, but the importance of new owner potentially figuring out way to get new arena to be able to say, okay, we're willing, like Golden State was willing to do because they built a new arena, to maybe pay the luxury tax or the basketball penalties, whatever they want to call them nowadays, and payroll because you want to still continue to win championships. Is this where we start to now say, does the new owner try to figure out, I need to get an arena built to be able to make some of that money to help me pay some of these penalties so I can keep the payroll together of a team with, you know, two max guys like Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, and then still be able to pay some other guys pretty good money.
I think even if you figure it out, though, you're 10 years away from it. In this city, with all the permits and everything else, you're not going to – even if you get a buy-in on a new arena, it's going to take – you're a long way away from it. I mean, maybe Bill Chisholm would come up with the money because he knows that he's going to get it back later on a new arena, but I don't know.
I would say that this is concerning as someone who wants the Celtics to be good, that the day they do this deal where it's no longer prospective buyer but buyer,
right?
That they say, Shyam Sharani says there's going to be changes to the roster. Shyam Sharani has said on the Pat McAfee show that the cost as currently constituted for this team next year will be $500 million.
Yep.
So that's cash. So you're spending $6, $7 billion, whatever the total is at the end of the day for this, and then you have to come up with $500 million cash. But I have to say,
and then you got
to
pay rent.
I really think that the fan base is not going to accept that as the reason why. Why not? I don't care about draft picks. Lose whatever draft picks. Right. Win now. Right. Why wouldn't you stay in that second apron?
All right. Thank you, Wiggy. We'll get to what Shyam said during They Said It momentarily. I don't want to get in Curtis's lane here, but there's some interesting information with regard to Bill Belichick and Jordan this morning and what happened with Hard Knocks. And so somebody clearly talking out of school from ESPN and suggesting that the production on Bill and UNC and Hard Knocks actually began on March 1st and then was halted toward the end of March because Jordan had several demands, one of which was that she receive executive producer title for Hard Knocks on ESPN, the other being that she would have creative control and review of all of the dailies. So,
Boss move. You kind of have to respect it. I wish I had the confidence of that 24-year-old. Like, I don't love it.
She knows nothing about producing television.
Maybe she took a class or two in college. But, like, I'm saying,
isn't this ironic, Greg? A guy who refused to name a coordinator gave a 24-year-old with no experience the executive producer role.
But she adds that to her resume, and she's going to get any job she wants.
What are you
she
talking said, about, Courtney? What she's what, she would not get any job. She would even if you could put anything. I
Curtis,
could,
if you're John Smith who lives in Wisconsin, you have no idea who Jordan Hudson, who just gave you her resume.
Well, you'd ask her for her real whatever she put together.
Executive producer Hard Knocks.
Right. I can make a resume that says CEO of Ken Laird Productions. It doesn't matter. Like, what does that mean?
Oh, they're still. I mean, she would have a product to give. I think
it's wild
for Bill. He's got to stop at some point and think about this. Hard Knocks would have been great for him.
Yeah, release that month. They have a month of
probably,
content.
It's probably her. Like, you know, they're sitting there on the field and she's jumping in from the sideline, telling Bill, you know, what he can and can't talk about. Like,
release it.
I
want to see all of it.
All right. Anyway, those are our leads this morning, and we are at Max's Swing Lounge. And the owner here, John Thompson, stopped by. Hi, how are you?
How are you?
Thanks for having us here. Yep. Great spot. Round of applause for John for what we built here.
This is a good crowd.
Yeah.
Not bad for
early in the morning, too.
You know, our people travel, and they like to drink. So
that's a good crowd to travel with.
Is the bar like open?
Bar will be open, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Steve, bar open.
The bar, you get a
bunch of bays here. You can come and work on the swing day long.
I think if we can do it, we'll probably have a little contest if you have – if you don't mind behind you.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think long drive contest cool. or close to the pin.
Can you set up any hole anywhere in the
– you can play Pebble Beach. You can play any TrackMan course that we have. There's probably 320 courses now, 350 courses there.
Awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
All the time. So.
Do you have Granite Links? Because I could work on my game against Shine for the match.
We can certainly search for it. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay, excellent.
But if we don't have it, then you can play any of the other courses. They're great.
Well, this place is awesome. So thanks for having us here this morning.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And I recommend you take a roll by here because it's awesome. It's Roadshow number one. We got to take a quick break. We will be back in Springfield with They Said It, Everything They Said Yesterday in Sports next.